Once safely ashore, we learned that we were on the island of Malta. The people of the island were very kind to us. It was cold and raining. Then they lit a fire on the shore to welcome us, while Paul gathered a bundle of wood and threw it onto the fire. A poisonous snake fleeing from the heat bit him on the hand. The inhabitants of the island, came to see him and saw the snake hanging from his hand. So they said to one another, "No doubt this is a murderer. Although he was saved from the sea, justice will not allow him to live." But Paul shook off the snake in the fire and suffered no harm. The people expect him to swell up or suddenly drop dead. But after waiting and waiting, when they saw that he was unharmed, they changed their minds and came to the conclusion that Paul was a god. Tremendous what happened to the Apostle Paul, a man who decided to follow Christ, decided to preach the good news, the gospel of Jesus, and leave behind some things that he considered as comforts and things that at some point he considered as good. However, when he had an encounter with Jesus, he realized that what he called good, it was not really good. It was wrong. He was able to strengthen the path and find his purpose and dedicate himself to that purpose. When we find the purpose in life, we find what gives us meaning, what we were created for, what we were called to do. And this imparts joy, happiness. Although not many times, fulfilling that purpose will make our lives rosy. Maybe at times we will experience needs, we will experience a scarcity, but we will also experience good times. Here Paul had received a word from God, and I want to start from this point, which is very important. And that will help you in the midst of the storms and the moments of crisis, because as you develop God's plan for your life, as we continue in this life, we are going to encounter countless difficulties, situations that are going to arise all of a sudden, and we need to be prepared to deal with them. We need to be prepared to work with them, and we need to be prepared to understand that all things work for good, that they work all together for good, because that's what he has promised. And he promised that he would fulfill his purpose in us. So Paul had to get to Rome. That was his final goal. Now, how was he going to get there? He didn't know the route. So what he did was that God told him that he was going to be with him. God had told him that he was going to be with him all the time and that nothing was going to happen to him. Now, they lived through a shipwreck. Some might have said, God said that nothing bad was going to happen to him. But who said that the shipwreck or the storm was going to be something bad? In the eyes of the people, it wasn't something good. But God knew what he was doing. And Paul had full confidence in God's words. My beloved friends, God is not a man to lie, nor a son of man to repent. So Paul was all the way on the ship confident, and after 14 days of storm, he told the people, rest assured that God told me that none of you will die on the way. God told me that I will get to Rome, and so it will be. So the shipwrecked ship took him to an island, and they didn't know which island it was until they got down there, and they realized they were on the island of Malta. They were closer to Rome. However, it didn't all end there. It seemed they had lost everything, but God had something special for the people of that island, for Paul's life, and for all those who were following him and were with him there. So before arriving at that point and reading this spot or this piece of history where Paul arrived, and I know that he didn't arrive by chance because the storm focused them and took them to that destination, I can read and realize how from one moment to the next, people can change the concept that they have of you or that they have of me. It is incredible how in the blink of an eye, people can change what they think of us. And they do it simply because they let themselves be carried away by what their eyes see. It is easy to change the perspective of a person when what they're seeing in quotation marks is what others are saying about that person. So in this case, on the boat were only some sailors, army officers and slaves, or like Paul, prisoners, but more than slaves, prisoners. Now, you do look at Paul's conditions, don't you? He didn't have a sailor's face. He didn't have a Roman officer's uniform either. So people knew he was a prisoner. Maybe some chains were hanging from his hands, or maybe from his ankles. So in those moments when they go down to the island or they arrive to the island, he arrives to the mainland and it was raining, it was cold, and they were lighting a fire to warm themselves. Paul looks for firewood, and when he's taking firewood and he's going to throw it on the fire, a poisonous snake jumps and grabs hold of his hand and injects him with the poison. And the people who were there, everyone realizes, everyone sees what happens to Paul. And let's say that the majority began to judge and say, wow, this man is very bad. He really is a murderer. Because if the sea did not destroy him, justice will not allow him to leave. If the sea did not destroy him, if the storm did not finish him, he will end up dead because of that snake. You see how people began to judge Paul? And it is perhaps the way people are judging you right now. Look, I go back and tell you what I told you just now. It is easy for people to change perspective or their opinion about you. It is like one moment you can be the most important person and they speak well of you. And in another moment, not too far away, and then you are the worst. You become the worst thing ever. Do you remember David? At one time, he was the one who killed giant, and at another time he was the worst person ever. They were all talking about David in a really bad way, and people can change the concept of you. But don't let your mind play a trick on you, making you think or making you believe that what people say about you is the right thing to say. Be careful. So people were saying, this is a murderer. Look how they branded Paul. This is a murderer. Yet Paul just walked up to the fire, and you know what he did? He shook the snake in the fire. And as the people said, this is a murderer. If the storm didn't kill him, the snake will. Justice is going to follow him and finish him for his deeds. But you know what Paul thought? The storm did not stop me. A snake will not stop me either. God promised that I'm going to get to Rome, and I am going to fulfill the destiny that God laid out for me. So I shake off this snake. Amen. So my friends, there are times when you have to close your ears to what people are saying about you. You have to shut out the noise outside, and you have to focus on what God told you. If you get unfocused, you will end up badly. But if you expect to believe that your identity is in what it is in what people say about you, you will get hurt. You will get frustrated. You will not be able to move forward. But you must know, and you must repeat to yourself, I am what God said I am. When God created you, He gave you a name. He gave you a purpose. Yes, maybe in the world we deviate, but when you receive Christ in your heart, when you open your heart to God, you find that purpose. And you receive the name that He gave you from the beginning. And that is that you can be a child of God. Now, in the different processes of the world, some will believe in God, in what God did in you. Others will not believe anything. Others will not give a penny for you. And others will be judging you by the condition in which they find you. They will challenge you and tell you, where is your God? Is your God not prosperous? Where is He? Many will use that as an excuse to, or as a way to make you go back to your past. But today you can either listen to them or you can ignore what they say. Because you have already believed what God said about you. You have received the word that the Lord gave you. And you know that your identity does not depend on the nickname that the world is placing on you, but on what God said that you are. Let me remind you, my dear brothers and sisters, you are a son and a daughter of the Most High God. My beloved friends, that is not going to change just because you don't have money or because you may have too much money. People get carried away by what's in front of their eyes. But we don't. We don't live by sight. We live by faith. That changes everything, right? Amen. And that will give you security. Always remember what God has told you. Number two, don't let the word nickname you. Okay? Very important. Don't believe it. Don't believe what the world says you are. Believe what God said you already are. Thirdly, my beloved friend, shake yourself. Maybe the serpent will try to bite you. I don't know what situation is trying to hold you back, but when you are focused, when your eyes are on Christ, you just shake your hand and move on. Yes, maybe everyone's eyes are on you, but keep calm and don't be afraid. It's just that in my workplace, they are being annoying, they're bothering me, And maybe you will tell me, Pastor, I feel like Paul in the eye of everyone, waiting for me to do bad, waiting for me to die, waiting for me to fail. But today I come to tell you something. Just shake your hand. Your trust is in God. Man is changeable, and man's concepts are changeable, but not God. God is not changeable, my beloved friend. What God said he does, or what God says that he will do, he will do. So we see that Paul shook off the snake. He didn't pay attention to anyone. And you know what happened to him? He didn't get hurt. They got tired of waiting to see Paul fail. I'm coming to tell you, they're going to get tired of waiting to see you fail. But once they realize that this hasn't happened, then they're going to start speaking well of you and say, wow, you really are a child of God. And that's what Paul went through. In a matter of minutes or hours, he went from murderer to being a god, because when they saw that Paul didn't die, they said, this must be a god. And they wanted to pay tribute to him. But Paul immediately breaks them and says, no, I am not a god. I serve God. And then they took care of him and his friends. That's what man does. Man judges the condition. That's why always stand firm and don't be moved. Don't be distracted. Don't be carried away. Trust in the Lord. The one who called you will do the good work in you and will finish it. And he's the one who decides how far you should go. Doctors don't decide how far you want to go. They keep you standing. Because until now, you're still standing. And God has sustained you. And he shall continue to sustain you. So you know what happened? They went to a very wealthy and well-connected person who held a great position on the island. He was named Publius, a leading official of the island, and he attended them there for 3 days. Paul noticed that Publius' father, this important man, was sick. So he went in to see him. He prayed for him. He laid his hands on him, and this man was healed. And instantly, Paul became the preacher of the island. And all the sick people started to come to that point of the island. So I imagine that Paul must have organized an evangelistic campaign. Preach the gospel. Pray for the sick. And the sick got healed. And the people received the good news. So let me ask you. Who said the shipwreck was bad? You see, who said the storm had no purpose? God is at work, my dear friend. From there, they left in a new ship with all the provisions. And what they lost in the shipwreck did not compare to what they received. They left with their hands full from that place to the place of destination. You judge. God is always right and just on time. And always in control of all things. Amen. Father, I thank you for this word that you have us meditating on today. And we receive it today because we need it, Lord. Because perhaps, Lord, Daddy, many are in a storm today. Others feel that they are shipwrecked. And others are passing the storm and a shipwreck. And they are being bitten by the snake. So many might feel like failures right now and feel like nothing makes sense anymore. But really, it all makes sense. because you are in control. Open our eyes of understanding so that we can see it, receive it, and continue to believe steadfastly. Lord, and just like Paul, after what was a storm, a shipwreck, and imminent death, was life for others, restoration and salvation, and also marked something special in the life of Paul and all those who were around him. Lord, we receive this word today, and I ask that each one who hears it, you may speak to their heart in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, this message was brought to you by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. I want to invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Devotionals Just in Time. Click on subscribe and on the little bell. You can get notifications. And also follow him on all social networks. You can find him as Pastor Elias HC. A big hug and many blessings to you all.